Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
PM team, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller has the day off. We go out to the hotline, and that's where we find Radio.com NFL insider Jason LaCanfora. He is hopping around all these AFC North training camp sites. He was in Pittsburgh over the weekend and had a story up on CBSSports.com about that. And Jason, I want to ask you, you're an expert. You've been to a lot of these training camps over the years. Are you buying with the Steelers that calmer is better?
You know, I'm buying it more now than I was, you know, whatever, 72 hours ago or before I got to town, before I got to kind of take it in myself and see people at the facility and even a few people away from the facility and kind of take their temperature without having a camera crew with me or any of that stuff. And, you know, are they going to be right in the end or not? I mean, who knows, right? They're incredibly difficult to predict. But watching them in action, seeing it with my own eyes, some of the young receivers, and looking at the tight end group and seeing what kind of shape Ben's in and knowing everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Could it be addition by subtraction to some degree? I mean, maybe. I mean, I can't be talking to Kevin Colbert before I'm starting to think that. You know what? He's probably right. Like, Ben is still probably going to throw, you know, I don't know, 33 touchdown passes, whether AD and Le'Veon are there or not. And the yardage will probably be comparable, and other people will make up, you know, some of the difference. Now, how many guys make up that difference? And then if a few injuries occur, and if things don't get off to a smooth start, then who the heck knows? But, yeah, they kind of convinced me.
What do you make now, having a first look and talking to people, of the Steelers' updated wide receiver depth chart without Antonio Brown, Jason?
Well, their work at that position stands for itself. They have had the way they analyze that position, the way they assess it, the way they stack receivers in the draft, the way they approach acquiring receivers, what they've done at that position is as good as it gets. So they buy themselves, at least with me, and I would hope with fans and others, that you've got to respect what they've done, and if they like certain guys, it's for good reason. You know, Washington is somebody that takes the shape of Mason, but I saw some explosive plays when I was there, and then there's obviously they've got to tap into consistency and some other things. But, you know, I think he can be a guy who makes plays for them. I think Eli Rogers can gobble up some balls at the spot. I think Moncrief was the guy who probably surprised me the most because I didn't hear as much buzz about him. But he just looked the part and Ben seemed very comfortable, you know, getting the ball to him, shorting him. And you know, Juju knows if he goes out and does it this year without, you know, with him being you know, Batman instead of Robin, then, boy, there's a pot of gold on the other side of the rainbow for him. So, yeah, I think that, you know, they have enough guys who could do enough things that will still probably be a fairly potent passing attack. But again, I think the reality is there's not going to be any one individual who does what those two guys can do. And God forbid, you know, a few guys go down early. That's when I think things really may be tested and compromised.
We're talking to Jason LaCanfora, Radio.com NFL insider. He was at Steelers training camp over the weekend, and he wrote about lining up contracts here, syncing up contracts, Mike Tomlin now with Ben Roethlisberger. Jason, why do you think – I think you used the word important. Why do you think it was important for the Steelers to sync up Ben's deal and Mike Tomlin's deal?
Well, ownership, I'm told, believed it was, just because this is they've kind of been going at the hip for a long time here, and this has been a prolific era of Steelers football, and they've done some great things together. And, you know, why not have them picked up? You know, why start if there ever were to be the same? And look, if there ever were, nothing's forever. There eventually will be another coach in the Pittsburgh Steelers. you know, why not, if you are considering that down the line, or if there's a point where maybe he's like, hey, there's other, you know, there's somebody else out there I'd like to date, you might as well have that happen after there's a turnover at the quarterback position, or at the same time as a turnover at the quarterback position. So that doesn't strike me as odd or anything like that. I mean, certainly there are people around that building and around that league kind of wondering, you know, Kevin Colbert not signing an extension, and what does that mean, and how will all that play out, you know, if we get to May and he still doesn't have a new deal. There's people keeping their eye on that. There's certainly change in the air, and it's just a different sort of vibe about that team this year because of who's gone and because of wondering how much longer others will still be there, or at least will still be in the same role, or in the case of Ben, how long can he be this prolific? But will that bring the best out of everybody? It might.
Jason Lockenfora here with us. Jason, what's your hypothesis, or from the people you've talked to, what is your sense on why Kevin Colbert didn't sign a contract extension?
Well, he was, you know, he didn't shy from it to any degree when I asked him about it. He just said at this point in his career, after talking to his family and figuring out, you know, at some point what his life might look like beyond football, he didn't want to make a multi-year commitment at a time where he knows internally in his head that come every spring, you know, that there's at least conversations to be had about, do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to keep doing it in the same role? You know, or do I want to do something completely, you know, different entirely? Or do I want to do nothing, you know? And, you know, go down to, you know, Myrtle Beach or Nag's Head, wherever he has a place down there, you know, and enjoy life in that regard. So he didn't want to, you know, do anything that would send one signal to ownership at a time when internally he didn't know the answers to those questions himself. And I believe him. I take him at his word. He's a straight shooter. He's done a tremendous job there, and I like him very much. But the reality is there could also be 5 or 6 GM openings at that time. And would other people pursue him? For sure. Does he have any interest in doing what he does anywhere besides Pittsburgh? I don't know. You know, only he knows that. But the reality is, again, if he gets to post-draft and doesn't have a contract and he's a free agent, there would be people who would be very interested in him.
Kevin Colbert has always struck me, Jason, as a guy that, like, just oozes Pittsburgh. Not only just the city when you hear him talk and when you hear how finally he discusses his, you know, life here, but also his affection for the Steelers organization. And you're not the first person to point out that the Carolina situation is one worth watching because David Tepper's down there now. And how much would that interest him, a chance to possibly work for somebody that he has a long relationship with?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a hypothetical for now. And look, I think the fans is going to be a pretty good football team. So it may end up being, you know, a moot point on multiple levels. But David Tepper saw firsthand what Kevin Colbert in that front office can accomplish. He knows what they're like as human beings. He knows what they're like when things are going good. He knows what they're like when things aren't going good. There's an immense value in that. You don't often know that about candidates. You know, he's not going to have that same. If he has an opening, he's not going to know the intimate details, and I've already sort of watched this firsthand with other people who are applying for the job or other people he might want to interview. So, you know, Tepper wants to replicate that model in Carolina. And so if you're Tepper and you think the guys you have come, you know, January 2020 maybe aren't guys you feel like you want to work with and recraft your organization over the next 5 years, it's only natural that he would want to get back into what he already knows because, again, he's trying to align a lot of those philosophies and ideas with the franchise he's trying to build there.
Jason Lockenfora, did you get the sense that there's an open competition at Steelers kicker?
Yeah, I did. I framed the question that way to several people, and nobody answered it directly that way, but the way they answered it led me to believe that they're going to support Boswell and prop him up and make him the guy as long as they think it's still viable that he looks like the guy. And if we get a few weeks down the road and that doesn't seem to pass, then I know they got the rookie there now. I don't think there's only two guys in that camp for a while. Or at some point, the second guy might be someone with more of an established pedigree. Again, it's going to depend on his production. And they want him to get his groove back. and they think he can get his groove back. But if he don't get his groove back, and we're in the middle of August, I'm not sure he'd get his job back.
Do you think Joe Haden will get a contract extension done?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. Yeah, I mean, he's become a key part of that defense. He, we've been talking about the Steelers secondary, and is it good enough and is it deep enough for years? And he's, when he's healthy, he's been a very good football player for them and a guy who has the potential to impact the game with getting his hands on the football and turning field position around by himself. I would be very surprised if they don't get something done between now and week one.
Does the deal, well, because of his age, I guess it can't be like Xavien Howard, but I also think of like what Kareem Jackson got in Denver, and Joe Hayden's better than him. So what kind of contract parameters are we looking at, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, look, whether they end up using a four to six-year template for cap purposes remains to be seen, but this is a guy who you're looking at to do good things for you for the next couple of years, you know, this season, maybe one or two after, and then at that point, you know, who knows where he is and where they are. So I don't know. I don't know where the money will be at the end of the day. It's not going to be anywhere close to that mega contract he signed with Cleveland. But he's certainly going to be compensated like a very good, high-quality starting corner.
Do you think the roster bonus means Artie Burns will be on the team week one?
They're going to roll that. They're going to roll with him for this year. And then, you know, if something happens during the year, he's going to be on this team and be a part of their 53. And then what happens beyond that will be up to him. And, you know, will also depend on who else is out there if it becomes a situation where they don't feel like he's doing the job that they're sending him out there to do.
Who do you think will be the Steelers' backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph or Josh Dobbs?
I think Mason Rudolph, and I think they may be in a position where they can get a decent draft pick for Josh Dobbs, depending on how he looks in the preseason. We're not going to see a ton of Ben in the preseason, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are going to get a lot of snaps with the ones and the twos, and, you know, in the case of Dobbs, probably maybe a little more than Mason, the threes, although they'll probably both have to play with the threes. So they'll let that play out, but I think internally when they think about real sort of high-end upside and the ability to potentially be the heir apparent, they're hoping that guy is Mason Rudolph.
When you say decent draft pick for Josh Dobbs, like what would a decent draft pick in your opinion be?
I mean, if you could get a five or something like that.
You know,
if you don't want to carry three and if he loses the job, you know, could you get a five, maybe something that moves up a little more if he actually plays where he goes? I mean, the reality there is going to be, does a team get stuck, right? I mean, does a team that thinks it's pretty good lose a quarterback or maybe two and be in a position where you could get more than that? And obviously nobody knows the answer to that yet. But he's somebody the team sniffed around on last year, and if he looks the part in the preseason and somebody's in a bind, I wouldn't rule it out.
Jason, up close, what differences do you see between the Steelers and Browns?
Differences between the Steelers and Browns. I mean, it's just a totally different vibe. I mean, with the Steelers, it's about living up to the past, mm-hmm. right? And proving that they are what Steelers teams are expected to be, which is you get in the playoffs and you've got a good shot to go as far as anybody. With the Browns, it's about proving that they've actually broken from the past and that they are cut from this completely different swath and that they're going to eviscerate memories of the last, God, really, since they came back as an expansion team and show that they've laid a different foundation to actually be able to achieve the things that Jimmy Haslam expected every year when he was a minority owner of the Steelers. I mean, it's just, it's really opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, the Browns are younger. There's just a different sort of vibe about them. They have different personalities. I mean, right now, the Browns are in a position where they're welcoming guys with outside personalities, you know, and prolific social media presences, and dudes who, you know, are going to do some quirky stuff off the field but tend to bring it on the field. The Steelers just there's been an exodus of those guys, right? I mean,
right.
They've basically been saying, yeah, we've been through enough of that, and we rode that wave for a while, but now let's just be drama-free. You know, let's have a little less personality and a few more wins. It's more just sort of the vibe, the way they communicate, the things you see on the field. I think for the Steelers, it's about trying to get back to business. And the Browns have some guys who are natural-born entertainers who they want to win, but, you know, they also want to entertain.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. Hey, Jason, thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed La Trobe. Hope to do it again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.